The Medicine Lake Highlands are sacred to five Native American tribes in Northern California. But that's not stopping Calpine Energy's plan to develop two 49-megawatt geothermal power plants there. Radley Davis with the Pitt River Nation says those plans would damage the spiritual integrity and health of his people.
It's a spiritual place. There's no need for any development up there whatsoever. When the world was being created, the Creator stopped there to bathe himself. It's a place to go to wade in the water and to get well, to heal you. With the proposed energy development up there with geothermal to drill and potentially, you know, look for steam to create energy, there are, you know, other considerations of exposure to radon and mercury and arsenic, and what this would do to the air, to the water, to the ground.
The Pitt River Nation and environmental groups took their battle to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal and won a decision from a 3-judge panel last year, which reversed leases Calpine had to the land. Medicine Lake is in an area known as the Glass Mountain Geothermal Reserve, one of the largest untapped geothermal reserves in the state. According to Calpine spokesperson Catherine Potter, the energy company is still considering all its legal options to pursue development. John Deering is a spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management, one of the federal agencies involved in the suit.
It has some geothermal resources that we'd like to tap into, or private companies would like to tap into, to produce energy. Geothermal is an alternative energy to oil. And as you know, oil is expensive, oil is running out. So the United States government in the Energy Policy Act determined that we should look for other resources.
According to Native rights activists, California taxpayers would provide $50 million in subsidies to develop the power plants, only to see the energy sold to an out-of-state power company and then resold back to California. Native Americans and their supporters spoke out at Calpine's headquarters opposing its energy plans.
I'm here to protect our sacred light, Satitla, better known as Medicine Lake, so my kids, my grandkids have a right to go there and not have to worry about the signs that say there's chemicals that can cause cancer.
Western culture has all of its buildings that it wants protected. I think it's unfortunate that Indian people even have to carve out any type of protections.
I think that it's illegal, immoral, and a few other things that Calpine is allowed to pollute and poison a nation, not on sacred lands.
According to Jimbo Simmons of the Indian Treaty Council, Calpine's fight to access the resources on Medicine Lake is one example of the war energy companies are waging against Native Americans across the U.S.
Over 170 Native American sites that are in jeopardy today. We're talking about places like Bear Butte in South Dakota, the San Francisco Peaks in Arizona, Medicine Lake Highlands, Black Mesa, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Devil's Tower. We're talking 50 million acres of land, still in federal trust status, 70 to 90% of the natural, untapped natural resources, still Indian lands. We're faced with a war talk about energy war. What's going to happen is they're going to have to come to those lands now, here in North America, to Indian lands, to get the last remaining reserves of those resources for its energy.
Calpine, the Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service have until February 21st to file an appeal to the full Ninth Circuit courts. Reporting from Calpine's headquarters in San Jose, I'm Christina Onestad.